Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It starts with Josh Jacobs, and not only because of the circumstances that we're in coming off of a subpar performance in terms of stopping a run, but he's just a catalyst for a lot that goes on with them. He's a nuts and bolts player, man. He's really good. He's got a great run demeanor. His pile almost always falls the right way from his perspective. We've been familiar with him. We played against him recently when he was in Vegas. He has just been a big time acquisition for them. I think he's got 23 rushing touchdowns since they acquired him last year, and that's just a staggering number, but it speaks to his involvement and what it is that they do.
Fan weather for Steelers and Packers Sunday night will be nice in the 50s. No rain expected for Aaron Rodgers' payback game against Green Bay. Steelers a 3-point underdog right now. Everybody on the station so far has picked the Steelers, including Donnie Football, who right now is on a yacht. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The man chuckling at the idea of Donnie in his Canadian tuxedo on a yacht is Mark Cabali, Steelers insider Pat McAfee show, brought to you by IC Light. I think Donnie should go Fetterman, the Fetterman route on that yacht. The CEO of Chipotle is there, and other highfalutin people. And I think he should lean into the football guy thing. Don't try to match their class and style.
What are you saying? You saying Donnie's not classy?
I'm just saying he can't keep up with those guys, so why not just completely go in the opposite direction and say, I'm the ultimate casual guy, and I'm going to be me in this situation and stand out.
I like the Canadian tuxedo.
It's too hot for it down there. He's down there while it's like 88 and sunny every day. It's going to drop 10 degrees once he leaves.
Cut the pants off.
He cuts the sleeves off. Cut off jorts, turns it into a jean vest. That would be
Time Mark showed up at Mike's Beer Bar for a remote with me and you had the cut off sleeves.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's guns anything out, wrong with that. But
guns out, guns out, right?
Yeah, I really only do the cut off sleeves if I'm like working out or running.
Now, the problem with this is I will tell you that the cut off sleeves reason, if you're a certain size individual, if you wear a shirt, a lot of times it rides up, right? It turns to, if you cut the sleeves off, lays a little bit better and covers up your rear end.
Were you aware of the science behind that, Malzi? No. I was not.
Everybody knows because you're not of that size.
Well, I guess now that I'm trying to think about it, your sleeves do sort of hold the shirt up.
It sags down.
I'm an LT guy. I mean, I need the tall. You're probably a tall guy, too, right?
I wear extra large.
No T at the end of that?
No.
Hmm.
LT for large tall?
Yeah, you get a little extra length in it. I call it big and fat, but Yeah, extra large and tall gives you a couple, you know, another inch or two at the bottom. So, you know, when you bend over, you don't see the plumber's crack.
The one Donnie thing I think he should do, he's going to be on this yacht, a bunch of very rich people, and they'll all be drinking what I would consider more rich people refined drinks. You know,
I'll stick with Icy Light Mango.
No, hold on. I'll have an old fashioned, or I'll have like a Manhattan, or like somebody will like get like fancy. I'll have a Caipirinha, like a Brazilian drink. I can just imagine Donnie standing next to one of those people who's just ordered something very refined and going, yeah, Jack and Diet.
So can I.
So like,
give me one of those.
And too. I can just imagine him ripping Jack and Diets till the cows come home tonight.
See, you know what? I'm a beer guy, right? But, you know.
And by the way, you're brought to you by Icy Light.
Icy Light. I mean, I think I might be stopping.
Where's the hat today?
You know what? This is what really irritates me right now.
Here we go.
All of a sudden, Crowley saw the hat, talked to Brent. You know, Brent, the advertiser, sales guy, and Brent got him a hat the same like me. So, like, we look like twins now. So, it's like, I'm not a big fan of that now.
I'm with you on that, Mark.
I mean, what are you doing here? Same exact hat.
I would have retired the hat, too. Are you sure, even though he's technically 50-50 to play, are you 100% convinced Frazier plays Sunday night?
Yeah. He has a sleeve on his.
So, why even list him as questionable?
Well, especially in this day and age. Over what happened yesterday with some of the betting. I mean, a lot of that is just something you have to do now just because of the gambling so prevalent right now. You
is
have to list everybody. He's a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's going to need something more than a strained calf to keep him out.
Is that what he has?
I thought that's what the – wasn't that known?
Okay.
I thought that was known.
Now it is.
Well, strength. I believe that's what he even said that yesterday.
Okay.
He said it was his calf. He heard it late in the Cincinnati game, and you know, a little massage here, a little icy hot there.
They go treat
Bengay.
What do they do for the calf? Like, are they putting electrodes on him and like electrostim
that gun
that thing?
That they do
the Theragun.
Yeah,
we have one of those.
I have one of those too. Yeah, Theragun, the electric shock things. It just shocks the muscles. Every
on a scale, like how I shouldn't say on a scale 1 to 10. You have like some or a lot of knowledge of the just extent of the rehabilitation technology they have there. What is it like compared to the average person? You've had to rehab injuries. So have I. Like, do they just have the most ridiculous stuff that we civilians can't even comprehend to get them healthy?
Yeah.
We all know about Toradol and all that. I'm not talking about the painkiller stuff.
Yeah. You know, they tend to keep us away from that area now. But, yeah.
It seems ominous.
No, but the thing is it's pretty dynamic when you're going into your local rehab center, but I can't compare that to, say, you know, the Dallas Cowboys rehab center or whatever. It could be so much more intense and so much more larger, so much more advanced than what the Steelers have, because obviously I haven't been there. But yeah, I mean, they got pretty much anything you need there now, and they actually have a
sauna now, finally.
Right next to the crapper.
It seems like a bad place.
What?
Well, it was like the only place to fit it.
Seems like a bad place to put a crapper, I'll just be honest.
Well, I mean,
is there enough? Is it soundproof so you don't have to hear what's
going
on next to you?
Hey, guys, hanging out in the sauna, getting a good session in the sauna.
Here comes, you know, Isaac Seyamalu after lunch.
He's just pointing his bowels next to you.
I haven't relieved myself in the Steelers bathroom at all, so I don't know the approximate distance of the commode and the sauna, but it seems like it's pretty close.
Do some Big J journalism research.
I see it, but I don't pull out the old tape measure.
You ain't getting this on any other Steelers-Packers preview right here.
Tape measure. Okay?
You know, I'm just,
how far is the crapper from the sauna, and how far does the smell?
And you know, and I'm glad you to be a little piece of
Mark.
The Marconi
is the
here.
Stink still on this defense then from that Cincy game?
Hold that thought. We'll come back with that. Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless.
Appears, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Jordan Love and his talents and the way that he spreads the ball around to a variety of people, his ability to extend plays, his mobility, all the things that certainly has our attention. We played him in 23, and so we're somewhat physically familiar with that skill set, but we still got to make plays. His talents really thin you out schematically, his willingness and his ability to spread the ball around to a lot of people.
Mark Cabali in studio, so no need for the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. Mark Cabale of the Pat McAfee Show. Malzi was asking Mark before the break about the terrible play of the Steelers' defense in the Cincinnati game.
I said, is the stink, since we were talking about poop,
Mark,
going to carry over?
Yes. Give me something that was an issue in that game that you think will still be an issue in this one Sunday. Wow. Defensively.
See, I am one of those firm believers is when they stink one week, they clean it up the next week, so to speak. And so I don't know if we're going to see some of the same things that were present here last week, but if you're going to guess one thing, see, I can't even say that. I was going to say some of the longer runs that Chase Brown had. Chase Brown, right?
Yeah.
Chase Brown.
Easy to get confused. Chase Brown, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
If you made him into one player, Ja'Marr Chase Brown, it would be one hell of a performer.
He'd be playing for the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Washington Commanders, they're running back. But because, you know, Josh Jacobs, he does a lot. But one thing he hasn't done, first of all, is break off the long runs this year. I think his longest run's been 18, maybe 18, 19. He's averaging, 3.5 yards per carry. So that's what hurt them last week. It wasn't the nickel and diming. It was the 36 and the 20 some yard.
How do you explain how spooked they got about that? Like Tomlin and Terrell Austin, I mean specifically, yeah. Because they both cited it like it's, I've never, let me put it this way, Mark. Let me try to phrase this properly. Can you ever remember two plays that did not end in touchdowns, spooking or altering the plan midstream, because it obviously did, of a team's, you know, of a coordinator, a head coach, whatever? Like, I can, and the reason I say that is that it's so strange is it's running plays. They're not touchdowns. Pony, I think you could understand if, like, Randy Moss beat you over the top early in a game, right? You thought you could handle him maybe with, like a great corner, and he ran right by the guy. You'd say, all right, can't let that happen again, because they could just keep doing that over and over.
Okay.
These are like 60 yards worth of runs, and it was just, Mark, it was like,
yeah, I don't
they couldn't comprehend that it had happened to them.
Because I don't think they had any thought that that could happen against them. They probably thought they could just play, you know, pretty base up front and be able to stop that. My argument would be, shouldn't have they been spooked by target number 23 to Ja'Marr Chase at that time and making an adjustment at that point? That's what would be worrying me more than that.
They were so spooked that on the game-ending drive for the Bengals, you've got Terrell Austin saying straight away, we didn't think it was a pass-only situation. We thought the run was in play. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's tough for Terrell Austin at that position because he got to not contradict anything that
Thomas says. Yes, because he's just got to make sure and the actual defensive coordinator are on the same page.
But it sounds like, Mark, you think they're
going
to clean a lot of this up for this
game.
Yeah,
why do you think that?
I mean, just historic. There's nothing specifically I could say scheme-wise, whatever. I'm just saying historically when they struggle, say, with penalties, it's beat into their heads so much the week leading up to it, they fix it. The same thing I think is going to happen here right now, but that doesn't mean it won't rear its ugly head again in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks.
Well, what are you more worried about if you're a Steelers fan in this game? Josh Jacobs having a big game or Jordan Love Jacobs picking you apart like Joe Flacco did?
I think Jacobs because I think, first of all, I think Love needs some time. He's not one of those on-rhythm type of 2 seconds and get rid of the ball. I don't think I'm not going to say he's not Flacco. Obviously, he's better than Flacco, but I think he needs some time. I think Jacobs could and have shown in the past he can take over games. And right after that Cincinnati game, it was instantly. There was only one or two of us went up to Cam Hayward, and the first thing out of his mouth was run defense, run defense, run defense. And that leads to me believe that that's what was talked about all, either at halftime or all throughout the game, that they knew that that was the issue or what the problem was or told that that was what the problem was early on.
How do you feel about their corners holding up if they bring in guys to stop the run and then Jordan Love
got one-on-ones?
Goes Dobbs and Watson and Golden against those corners.
I view those Packers receivers as a lot of twos and threes.
Yep.
There's not a lot of ones. There is no one.
I agree with that.
Let's figure out. Your one might be your tight end who I believe had – he had 10 targets last week.
Yeah, he
like
did.
This. A lot of targets there. So maybe that's where you have to watch out. But we have to put it in perspective is not every single team has Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. I mean, we do have to put that in.
So do you think that fans and people like me and Mulsey are too down on their corners right now? Because I think Slay might be shot.
He looks his age, and that's not a good thing.
I mean, you look at the numbers there, and he's given up a lot of receptions.
The guy I'm the most down on, though, is Porter Jr. He's the youngest of that bunch, and he's supposed to be having this be like a major leap forward year. And I think Crowley was like exasperatedly saying this after that game against the Bengals. We're talking about the same stuff with him. He grabs and holds on virtually every play. Mm-hmm. Whether they call it or don't call it is a matter of chance. You're agreeing because you were in the room when Crowley said that. Why are we still having these conversations? There hasn't been like any refinement or advancement in his technique.
That was back to his Penn State days.
No, I understand.
Right?
But like when that's the book on you and you're an athletic guy, right? You've got to add some other stuff to your bag of tricks then. I'm going to go water skiing on this player's jersey here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to grab on with both hands and hope they don't notice.
Yeah, I could tell you one thing about Porter that is impressive is his confidence hasn't wavered whatsoever. I mean, maybe that's just him being a Porter, but you would think
the
penalties.
Coaches make it sound like he's doing nothing wrong, so why would his confidence change?
Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe that's what they think that he needs to jump to that next level. Like I said about Porter is I think he's extremely talented, but I think he just needs to be coached in the right way. And obviously we've seen there's a reason why they got rid of the cornerbacks coach last year. I mean, I haven't been told this specifically, but I would imagine some of it has to do
with. Is he a pretty coachable player? Like, whether the coaching's good or not, is he pretty receptive to it?
Yeah, he's a very smart individual, and I think he's very receptive to it. He's been coaching his entire life. I mean, think about it, from the Tomlin days early to what he did at North Allegheny to Penn State to his, like I said, his old man gets on him constantly.
About his tackling, didn't
PCC? Well, I mean, that's the first thing. One of his first missed tackles, he said he went out and saw his dad, and his dad just shook his head, and he goes, I knew what he was talking about. He says, you're a porter. You can't be tackling like that, and he cleaned it up. So he can learn with that. I just would imagine. I mean, we've seen
He has a reputation, Mark, at this
point. Yes, but we've seen too much of this, haven't we? That guy not taking that proverbial second step, that leap. We haven't seen it with Benton. We haven't seen it with Porter. They're pretty much, they start off, you know.
Wilson,
here.
Too. I thought Wilson was going to take a step this
You'd
year.
Think that maybe somebody in the owner's box would see that and wonder, do we need more coaches, better coaches, a bigger outlay financially to make sure we've got the right people? Should we let our head coach keep bringing in people that just answer to him?
They did change, what, linebacker coach and corners defensive back coaches offseason.
They didn't want to change the linebackers coach, though.
Linebacker coach wanted to leave.
Correct. Do you think we see a lot more of Herbig?
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing. Is I totally believe everything they say where, you know, it just maybe got away from him. They were worried about the run. But just like Freiermuth, and I said that the week before, is even if you do find yourself in a situation where they're going to run the ball, you want to stop the run, you got to find a place for 51. Just like you had to find a place for 88 in those jumbo packages or somewhere, you had to get him involved so he's so that much talented. You have to get 51 more involved somewhere, somehow, because of the pressure.
He makes
sacks. And the ball always finds him, or he always finds the ball, whichever way you want to say it. So he needs to get out there more. But I don't even know pressure what rate would have happened. Would have worked against Flacco. It was like 2 seconds, man. He was. I mean, that's what I've been hammering
Mark,
this one.
I know.
I just don't think we've really put much thought into how good Flacco was.
I get that, but the point I've tried to make after having watched that game back, because it's the game that changed my life with this whole nipple thing, so I can't get it out of my head. Okay, if you get, I know, but it wasn't even like there was a threat of a rush in the 2 seconds. A guy can get rid of the ball in 2 seconds because instantly his tackle gets beat and he's got to get rid of the ball because if he doesn't, he's going to get sacked. That was like he had a nice, easy 2 seconds before he got rid of the ball. There was no threat of even guys getting to him.
But I think the threat was if you go and play press man, you get closer to the line of scrimmage, you don't get there, then all of a sudden you give up the 70-yard bomb, and that's game-changing type of thing.
So he's afraid of Joe Flacco's arm like he was 15 years ago, basically, is what you're saying.
After watching what Joe Flacco did, I mean, not only was he physically throwing the ball well, I think he knew what was going on a lot quicker. He was able to
you think
diagnose
he's less
what
so
was
he's less afraid
on.
Of Jordan Love than probably he was of Joe Flacco.
I would think so, too. Man. Maybe it's because he played Tomlin 15 times.
Just to put a fine point on the Nick Herbig thing, but this is ESPN's pass rush win rate from the edge position. Nobody in the NFL better than Herbig. I just want to stress this. He's at 36%.
Well, then
on
he
their
should
metrics.
Win player of the year, just like Myles Garrett did off that stat.
His pass rush win rate is 36%. He is one of only two players in the entire NFL over 30. The other one's Will Anderson in Houston.
Mark, do you think TJ Watt's having a good year?
Good. Average, I say. He wouldn't say he'd have a good year. He would say he needs to play better. But you look around the league, I haven't really broke down the numbers, but it seems like the sacks are down across
they
the
are.
League, aren't they?
You're right about that.
Because teams are getting the ball out quick. That's the latest trend.
That is definitely the latest trend. And historically or typically, the Steelers would be amongst the league's leaders in balls batted down, and you haven't seen that. You have not seen that.
Why not? So, I mean, Cam's done it a little bit still.
Everybody was able. I mean, Cam had nine. What do you have? He was among the league leaders.
Well, what can teams do
pass deflections
if teams are effectively getting the ball out quick? What's the antidote to that? It isn't get the pass rush home. You can't. I mean, that's going to be the Steelers' way of trying to neutralize
we'll
Parsons.
Go back to the old LeBeau thing. Tackle the catch.
Okay. I mean, that's how the Steelers are absolutely going to try to combat
Parsons.
Yeah, but
Chris, if you put the
corners
up on the wide receivers and they don't have the cushion to get open faster, it makes it harder for the quarterback to throw the ball fast.
You have to trust your corners there.
Well, that's why you paid these guys this money. That's why Slay's making over $10 million. That's why you draft Porter in the second round. That's why you give Ramsey that contract.
But that's the only reason they only gave Slay a one-year deal.
Darius Slay was playing in a system where he had Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, both like young stud-level players, and he was kind of able to just be the veteran roaming around back there taking easier assignments.
I heard what B-Max said to you guys, and I truly do believe that they probably should, for lack of better words, dumb it down a little bit, saying, this is what when you go here, you go here, you go here, and you play your best self.
I mean, how complex is Mike Tomlin's scheme? Is this advanced calculus?
It's nowhere near. It's nowhere near complex what the old LeBeau one. LeBeau would brag, it would beat his chest and saying, it's really difficult, and I'm happy about that.
No, but you know what B-Mac's saying. If Jalen Ramsey on five plays lines up in five different places, that means people's jobs are changing on every play.
Yes, maybe not Jalen Ramsey's fault, but the guys to the left and to the right of him.
4:29, time to start your weekend off right with one of Mark's favorite places to go eat, Archie's Famous Wings. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We're obligated to ask Mark about trade, so we'll do that next, but first a headline.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, also in the schedule to work this week. We'll let his participation and the quality of that participation be our guide in terms of his availability. As we stand here today, we're optimistic, and I know certainly he's optimistic about his ability to be included.
The light was left on, and Calvin Austin found his way home. He will play. Return to the Steelers lineup Sunday night against the Packers. Mark Cabali in studio with us. So is Chris Muller, who will be at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing Sunday from 11 to 1. Because when you think home improvements, you think Mulsey. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 to 2, until 2. You can play Madden 26, view players' lockers, which are probably nicer than the ones in the locker room down on the south side, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pre-game primer. Lowe's, an official partner of the NFL. We put our Christmas lights up today.
Ooh, that's not good.
Why?
Bell.
Wait, you do one of those people come and do it for you?
What do you think?
Yes.
Yes. I'm surprised you haven't paid to have those permanent ones that you can turn on anytime. Like Alex was looking into them. They cost like a couple grand.
Yeah, my whole neighborhood has.
You know what
those.
I'm talking about?
Chaz, like, why are you down on that?
They are very nice.
Don't mean I'm going to turn them
but
on.
I just assumed he was going to have those installed and then never have to even think about it.
Don't mean I'm going to turn the Christmas lights on.
But why
yet,
would you put
there.
Them up if you're not going to put them on or turn them on?
I'm going to start to turn them on probably after Halloween.
Well, Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving. It's after
honestly,
Thanksgiving.
You having a young kid,
yeah,
that's probably the right thing to do.
Malzy, you want to break the tie here? Charlie says foul. Cabali says fair.
Well, I have two pretty young kids, not nearly as young as little Stella. Lennox and Ace both like the lights, but we put them up. Alex will put them up before Thanksgiving, mainly because she likes them. I find it to be too early. I'm with Charlie here, but the boys like the lights. Ace likes the lights so much, he has a traffic light in his room that you can set to just blink each, like, red, yellow, green, and keep going over and over again. Demands to sleep with this light on.
I've taught
It's like a disco in his room.
I've taught my kids over the years, both of them have to sleep in their room with the fan running.
Well, we have the ceiling fan. We put ceiling just fans really, in when we got the house, and I have those going. It's been torture. Lennox gets me up at 2 a.m. He goes, Dad, I'm having trouble going back to sleep. Got to lay in there. I wake up at 5 a.m. today. Ace is screaming at my wife, I find out, in his room. What is he screaming about? I'm still in the other kid's room. I walk down the hall and open the door. He's pooped in the middle of the night. He's still wearing diapers.
Okay.
In his pants?
We've done
no,
that.
In his diaper.
Okay.
Does not want, like, is sitting there defiantly, like a kid who's doing a sit-in protest or something.
Yeah.
Will not let her take him out of the crib, demanding that I change his crappy diaper and wipe his poop-covered butt.
I mean, that's... kind of a backhanded compliment that he prefers you. I mean, it's
all
not
I
the,
wanted
the job
to do was
want.
Go back to bed.
Mark, when did your kids get potty trained?
Oh, my daughter was quick, like 3 years old. She went really quick. Then the boy was like four.
Oh, kid, four. girls
after four.
Yeah, it was long.
Well, like,
but even he started flooding the bed all the time. You know,
well, like,
you had to buy the really expensive
diapers
because the cheap ones would just leak out.
We got pull-ups on him, man. On Ace right now, and like Lennox is fine with it now at six, almost seven, obviously. Ace is three, and he will tell us that he has to pee, and sometimes he'll tell us when he's already done half the pee, and then he'll go, well, I want to go on the potty. Mm. And I'm like, well, you kind of defeated the purpose here, my friend.
Yeah, it's all I got to say is wait till you have a 10 to almost 11-year-old daughter, and then she looks at you and says, I don't really want you to be around me right now. It's like, oh, thanks.
Well, doesn't Lennox call you jail dad?
Yeah, I mean, I think what he means is just the emotional trauma of teenage, you know, almost teenage girls. But yes, Lennox has called me frequently jail dad, has said things like, I hope when I get home, I hope when you go to work, you don't come back.
You know, he's probably hearing it from your wife. So.
Oh, that's grim. Yeah, but he'll be like, I hope you're not here when I get back or whatever. I'm like, jeez, dude.
Yeah,
all right.
Tough.
All right. So Austin's going to come back and play. Mark, where are you right now on the Steelers wide receiver trade market?
I think there's been a lot of snooping around for the back of both sides. I think you're getting a lot of calls to Pittsburgh, and they're looking into it. But I don't think there's going to be anybody that's going to move the needle. With Austin coming back, seeing him practice this week, he looks like he's, you know, 100%. And let me tell you, I'm telling you.
They like Keyshawn Williams.
No, this number 10, man, he's starting to fill it.
Oh, Roman Wilson.
He's starting to fill it, starting to look more comfortable. More than that is number 8, Aaron Rodgers is starting to get more and more comfortable with him.
Over under 3.5 targets for him this week.
I see. He was going to ask me who the star of the game was later on. I was going to say Roman Wilson.
Really?
You got a star of the game, I'm going to say a touchdown. But
okay. So you got a feeling he'll be more involved in the offense.
I like
this week.
The trajectory he's going on right now.
Who are you, Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
Arrow pointed up.
But Calvin Austin, just seeing him out there practicing, you're like, yeah, they've probably been missing that a lot.
So who is the wide receiver then? If you said it's not a needle mover, like who kind of fits
just
the description?
Just in case, type of guy.
Like who do you think?
You know, now Scotty Miller's out.
A just-in-case guy. So if they picked up like a Tyler Lockett or Brandon Cooks or something like that.
A Mike Williams version.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that, okay, we can throw him in on third downs if you need to play him more.
Why not shoot for something bigger? Why do you think they're not into looking at the Jacoby Myers
and
Chris Olave?
They could have been kind of burnt from last year. I mean, they gave up a decent pick for Mike Williams, and he provided nothing for them except, well, I guess he won a game for him, but he provided a little to him after that. So it would have to do with a lot with the price. I mean, let's face it. If you're who was it? Well, Jacoby Myers, I don't think he's very much money the rest of the year either, and he's on a last year deal. Mm-hmm. If you can get him
can't wait to get traded still.
Yeah,
they ask him, he's just like, yep, love to get out of here.
And if you're a guy, you can somehow acquire him for, you know, a sixth and a flipping of a seventh, something like that. Yeah, I would say.
Well, what other teams are out there that are going to be possibly more aggressive in their bidding for him who need one? You know?
Well, any, I mean, there's.
That's the thing. Like, I just
20 teams still.
That's what I mean. So, like, I always think about these things and think about the price point in terms of what you'd have to give up. And then I think the Steelers are one of many teams who feel like they are very much in
the
thick of
things. Look at the Bills. They need a wide receiver badly.
If I were the Bills, I'd be banging down the door. Yeah, absolutely.
The Bills, to me, seem like a team that just, they don't want that wide receiver one. They want a bunch of twos and threes.
Jacoby Myers is a wide receiver, too. That's the point.
Yeah. Mark Fowler came out and had a scoop this week that said, if you ask the people inside the Steelers building, you'd get a resounding yes in terms of bringing Aaron Rodgers back for 2026. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I definitely agree with that. They would want him back at this moment right now, but I can also guarantee you that has not been brought up once to by Tomlin, to Rodgers, or Rodgers even thinking of that right now. Mm-hmm. So that's there's no way that, hey, Aaron, if you keep playing like this, we want you back next year. But, yeah, why wouldn't you want him back if he's playing at this point? So I think that's more common sense than more than fact.
What's your read on Rodgers? Do you think that he – does he look like a guy that wants to keep playing beyond this year?
I had a little conversation with him Monday, and he seemed like a guy that's very, very happy to be here. Very happy. Just saying that.
How much do you look at him as a guy who's got like the self-awareness to understand that even if he finishes the year really well, that it's so much harder when you get to the age he's at, even if your last year was great, to have another great year after that?
Yeah, I mean, he could just want to go up on top. I mean, what's on top for him?
Like that's what
Super Bowl is, him playing well.
Like, conceptually, Brady was the outlier there in every single way.
I think he'd just take playing well, Mark. Yeah. I really do.
That could be it. He didn't want to go out being that New York Jets guy.
I know he's got like the great work ethic, and they all talk about how he's, you know, you last 20 plus years because you know what you're doing out there. But like when Brady, who played till his mid 40s, did it, we all knew it was because he loved the work almost more than playing. Like he was that much of a psychopath about, I love eating this garbage ice cream and not eating tomatoes and I, you know, all this crap.
I don't blame him on that.
But on, I'm just saying.
Well, don't
like,
blame him for what?
I don't know if Roger.
You don't like tomatoes?
Mark.
Eat a tomato like it's a freaking apple.
No, I don't think Brady would either. Putting it in salads and on
that's
sandwiches.
What I'm saying. I don't agree with him on this.
But hold on. You, Pony, you've never taken like an actual good, like large tomato grown near your house, right?
Okay.
Sliced it up, put a little salt on, and just eaten it?
No.
Not really.
Then you've never had a legitimately great tomato then.
I mean, I think I've had good tomatoes. I'm just not eating them by themselves.
Like a really well.
Maybe like the little cherry tomatoes.
You know,
and
growing
stuff.
Up in a very Italian household, that would be the staple there, baby. Cut the tomato up, a little salt. Not me. I'd be like,
and just eat a plain tomato like that.
Hey, man, grandparents, parents always did that.
We grow these like sun drop orange ones, the little like grape tomatoes.
Yeah, okay, that
makes
sense.
Those sure. I can eat like candy. But yeah, there are people out there I know who are listening who will say the following. You take a really nice heirloom tomato, you cut thick cut tomato, put salt on it.
You think there's hundreds of people listening that just eat tomatoes on their own?
Yes, I do believe it. Especially in this area.
Guarantee you there are people who have toasted some sourdough bread, spread a little mayo, put a couple big slices of heirloom tomato.
I'm saying,
yes, they've also probably cut the tomato, just drizzled salt on it. You're talking to somebody who's done this and eaten it.
I agree with Malzy on this one.
Wow.
And so does Jory Rand's Taint, who says, I've eaten homemade tomatoes like an apple. Thank you, Mr.
Mark,
Taint.
Mark, what is your pick, and who is going to be the star of the game?
I think the Steelers will win this game, so mark me down for the rest of them.
Yep.
No one's picking them, but I think they will.
No, I'm saying I'm on the opposite side of it. I think it's going to be not relatively easy. I say it's going to be 24-13.
13?
Steelers, I think they'll hold them down, and my offensive star is going to be a nice touchdown catch by none other than
Tomlin.
Wilson.
If they hold them to 13 points and win going away, Tomlin's going to strut into that Tuesday press conference like he's Vince McMahon.
Which version of Vince McMahon?
I know. I mean, he's rightly been.
Well,
I think,
when they
like,
win, he's a bigger jerk.
Yeah. Right.
Is my.
Haven't you know? You've covered them forever. When they're like when they're down and out, man, he's Mr. Accommodating.
You guys are really getting on my nerves.
Yep. It was after a winning streak. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy the game Sunday.
All right,
and the pregame show, Pittsburgh Game Day.
Jeff Hathorn. How about that?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.